I get treated like an asshole all the time.
You know, if everybody wants him just to shut the fuck up right now.
You kill yourself.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. Yes, yes, we are here. We are here. I'm here with Walt. He's drinking water, so he has to just give a thumbs up. And I'm here with the BQ.
Hello.
Couple days late this week.
My
because,
fault.
Q is out in L.A.
Sunny L.A.
It sounded like he had a real L.A. week to me.
It was probably of all my times in L.A. the most L.A. week.
A lot of meetings.
A lot of work.
Power meetings.
Yeah.
Well, any meeting that has me in it, by definition, isn't a power meeting. So, no, I wouldn't say power meetings. You know, the strikes are all over, so everybody's, like, beating drums. I just went out there to beat my drums a little bit.
How many meetings?
Over the 5 weekdays that I was there, 13, 14.
Whoa. Yeah. That's almost three a day.
It was usually breakfast, lunch, and a dinner.
Meetings,
yeah.
And, like, you've got to be exhausted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He seemed tired when he came in. I noticed that. Yeah, you look a little
but
bit.
But I'm all right. No, yeah. It was all good. I got to see a ton. I got to spend
because it's not like it's like in the 80s when you went to those meetings, everybody get all coked up, but that's not like that.
No.
Nobody was coked up.
None of that. I said the word pussies in a meeting because I was describing, like, this character. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was usually I'm good at, like, checking my Staten Island a little bit. And I was talking about, and I was like, in these characters, I was like, they don't know. You know, they're not ready to fight. They're a bunch of pussies over there. And I saw, like, the two guys I was in the meeting
with.
That's
right, you press the button to have security come in and remove you.
There was a woman and two men. And I saw both men go, like, lean back, like, look at the woman to see how she reacted.
Physical reaction.
They wanted to see how she reacted before they reacted.
Oh, my God.
And she started laughing because it was funny.
And so then the guys came
and
laugh.
Then they started laughing. So, but you know what? I went my way. I was able to, you know, learn a lesson without paying the price.
Yeah.
You know? Can't say pussies anymore.
You can.
You can say it.
I got away with it. But
you got away with it. You want to push it, though.
I don't. They were definitely.
Is that early on in the week? Or is that late in the week? So did you
that
take that
early in the week?
So did you make sure the next meeting you didn't use the word pussies?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't normally use it. It just
kind of wimps
because I was. So, yeah. These guys are lame. You know, these guys are wimps. These guys are, you know, whatever.
Lame-os.
Yeah. Wimps. Yeah.
I was just sitting here feeling envious that, like, me and you aren't going to power meetings, Walt, and now knowing the rules.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't last a second in a power meeting.
I don't think so. Not even intentionally. Like, unintentionally, I would say the wrong thing and they'd be like, get him out of here.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a lot. But it was good. But fun. I also got to see Mosier.
Oh, yeah?
Got to hang out with Brian Lynch, Nick. Nice. So I saw all my, you know, a lot
saw
of West
all the go all the old guys.
Yeah, yeah.
How are they doing?
Doing great, man.
Mosier Lynch just had a book come out, right?
Yeah, he gave me a copy of it. It's – I should have brought it here to talk about it. But I'll talk about it, I guess.
Is it a comic or prose?
No, he did prose, but he did the story, it's like a little novel for kids about – it was based on Lynch's adventures in the sixth grade, and he did some of the artwork. It's not like illustrated all the way through, but he did the artwork. It looks cool, but I can't remember the name of it right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but he put that out. I'll find that out. I got to put that up online. Yeah, everybody's doing great out there, man. You know?
L.A. living, man.
L.A. living.
I lived in L.A. I don't remember it being like that. I remember
power meetings. Weren't you living in an office, though?
Still, you know, I did have an apartment for a short time.
It's hard to have the LA experience when you're living in a functioning office. Yeah. People are making copies
guys,
and you're brushing
you
your teeth.
I'm trying to set up a power meeting.
You're walking around your bathroom.
I got my curlers in and shit. I'm telling you, when I was living in LA, the best move I made was moving into that office. because like when I was living in the apartment, it was like, it wasn't super expensive for LA at the time, but it was still like $1,500 a month. And I'm like, I don't even have anything. I didn't have any furniture. I didn't have shit. So I'm like, let me just move in the office. I don't care. Like I'll shower at the gym every day because I was going to the gym. Said, fuck it, you know, and saved a bunch of money. And I don't know. I wish I could move back to that office sometimes.
You and Ginnam should move in together right here to the TSD Town General Store / office.
Yeah, we got a beanbag chair for each corner. We set up the TV so we can watch South Park.
Yeah.
It'll be just like 2005, 2006 again. Somewhere in there.
We got a black light over there. It's hidden behind the poker table.
Yeah. See, you can understand the joys of living in the office. It's very little like you don't worry about much outside of.
No.
What do you got to worry about?
Got a care in the world. Yeah.
The only thing you got the only real detriment to the whole situation is you got to share that bathroom, the public bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes men of a certain age, you know, can leave that bathroom in disarray.
Oh, sure, remember that story.
Yeah.
You don't want, and you don't want to get caught by you don't want to get caught by the wrong people walking through the hallway. Like, you know.
Yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Anybody. Yeah, anybody. You don't want to get caught by anybody walking the around the hallways of the office at 1 a.m.
It's also it's not impossible, but it's a little more difficult to woo a woman and have her come back to an office at night rather than – it takes a certain kind of gal.
I think at this point, though, isn't that part
that's
of –
that's my type of gal.
Exactly.
Isn't that part of Gidim's charm? Like if a lady is interested in Gidim, doesn't she – especially she's got to be interested in TSD.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I could be deflowered at the TSD Town General Store by Gidim?
That's- Said no one ever. Except get him, maybe.
On the same table the episodes are recorded on.
Right. Wouldn't that be like a something to hang your hat on if you're a listener or you're a 13%er? And
yeah. So who are you telling this to? Yeah. Because you're trying to impress other listeners? On Black Friday, it's like, guess who was with Gidim last night?
Yeah. I mean, I would think that would make you automatically rise in the ant status if, you know. If you're dating, get him in your –
Oh, you're dating.
Oh, whoa.
And you're – well, and you're – this is where you guys go after
you go. Get him took a lover.
You guys go out to eat. Dutch, of course, right? Get him.
Yeah. It's IHOP because they're open 24 hours a day.
And you come back to the TSD Town General Store and
– lay out some make t-shirts. It happen.
If you want
to – start here, end up on Sox's bed. Sox looks at me strange the next morning.
She finishes while making eye contact with Jimmy the hair guy on the wall.
I didn't even see that. That's a new one.
That would be a dream. That would be like the most romantic TSD liaison ever, don't you think?
I do think so, yeah. I would love it to happen.
Jimmy the hair guy in that picture looks like he spent too much time near a nuclear power plant, right?
Yeah, I
tell you right now, I think 90% of the 13%ers have had that fantasy.
How many? With Q, though. With Q as the. Okay. With Q as the.
I was just about to check his temperature.
Well, like, my official stand-in over there can take.
Again, there's a certain kind of gal that'll let you fuck her on a dog bed.
Well, this is her type of girl that'll fuck you in that bathroom.
No.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So get him. She's out
called
there.
Fun. Called fun, get him. Mm. Get him. If you did go on a date, like a real date, you know, you went out to dinner.
Okay.
Do you pay or do you go Dutch that first time?
I at least offer to pay.
Really?
Yeah.
Walt's looking doubtful.
Some women like, you know, they want to pay.
Yeah.
Because then they.
I haven't met him. Introduce me.
Some people feel there's an obligation if you let the guy pay. So I will offer.
Oh, know. Like she starts seeing your finger moving, like when you're getting your wallet out.
So
why is that lump on your wrist growing? Is all of a sudden because you paid for dinner?
Is it growing or glowing?
Glowing.
Like Rudolph. It's like Rudolph. Yeah. Yeah. Covered with some snow.
Oh, man. Sixth Grade Superstar is the name of Brian Lynch's
book. Sixth Grade Superstar.
It's on Amazon.
Amazon. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Check it out.
Yeah. It did pretty well on Amazon. I think he said it got up to like number 4 in the comedy books or something.
He's got some.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. He was right behind Tina Fey. Bossy Pants.
He's a great writer, so it doesn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not surprising at all. I've long felt that, out of anybody I know, Lynch has paid his dues more than anyone. When I lived in L.A., that dude never, ever stopped.
He just writes and writes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he deserves it all.
Oh, yeah.
A talented guy, too.
Plus, I'm just such a nice dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, friendly dude. So good on you, Brian Lynch. Where's Brian Lynch going for Thanksgiving?
He's coming back here, maybe.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. We talked about it at the general store a lot. Yeah, he's coming for that.
His parents always used to visit you, right? Didn't they? When his parents were in town, they would come in and visit Walt at the store. Yeah.
Yeah, nice family.
Yeah. I think he's coming. I don't know.
No.
I don't want to give away his.
His exact location.
At any point.
Dox him.
Yeah. What are your plans, Bri, for Thanksgiving?
Me? I'm taking on a big chore this year. I'm cooking the bird.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
How?
Turkey fryer.
Ooh, I've seen videos.
Now, this is not your regular turkey fryer with a peanut oil that's going to go up in flames, because I know that would be my video.
Yeah, and you got a beard that is just ripe to fucking.
Yes. Shit. No, this is a propane powered turkey fryer. So you put it in the basket, you turn on the propane, you put in your probe, your thermometer, and you just let it go until it's.
So it's like air frying it?
Kind of, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of. It's just like it's like this radiant heat. It's called the Big Easy turkey fryer. So it looks like a small barrel almost.
Okay, so it's like infrared heating through the propane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just drop that in, and I've done 2 test chickens so far.
How'd they come out?
First one, not so good. First one was drastically undercooked. Mm-hmm. And then the second one came out perfectly.
Nice.
So
are you considering brining or no?
I was, but I'm not familiar with all this shit. Once you start, okay, I got the turkey thing. Oh, wait, now there's people that are brining it. Oh, wait, now there's people that are putting butter underneath, to make it more juicy and shit.
That doesn't work. Injecting
and shit, the injectors.
I've injected, and I've also brined. I found brining really works well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Injecting, you got to have the right setup. So it helped with me because I was using actual, needles. Mm-hmm. So, which are meant to put
same needles he's fucking discarded drawing waste. Fluid out of his fucking many lumps.
He's brining the turkey with.
But when did you do this? You've been living in a basement for a decade now.
Well, before I lived in a basement, I would cook at home. So,
and you had a turkey fryer?
Didn't have a turkey fryer. I would cook it in the oven. But
you brine a turkey?
You get a 5-gallon bucket. You go to any grocery store.
If you're
store.
Not shitting in it, you're brining in it.
You go to a grocery store, go to the bakery department, ask them for 5-gallon bucket that they have, that they got the frosting in or something.
Okay.
So it's food safe. It's food safe.
Yeah.
Then you mix up your brine and then stick the turkey in it and leave it in there for a day. Mm-hmm. If it's cold outside already, you can kind of just leave it in a garage where it's not going to get bothered by anything, especially with the lid on it. And that, because of osmosis, the salt and flavors go in strictly into the meat.
And it
makes it a lot juicier. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
I was going to use that old bucket that I had my chlorine in for the pool.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
No. Food safe, Food safe bucket.
Food safe. So I go to the store and I'm like, hey, I need a food safe bucket.
Go to the bakery.
The bakery.
Yeah, because they usually get like frosting in a 5-gallon bucket.
Right. And then they just chuck them.
Yeah.
All right. Tips.
Or if they have fresh pickles out by the deli. Mm-hmm. Ask if they can get a Boar's Head pickle bucket, like a 5-gallon pickle bucket.
All right, pickle bucket. That's what I'm looking at.
Doesn't it have a pickle aftertaste?
Pickle brine?
Well, you're brining it anyway, but that taste will.
Oh, brining means it's going to taste like a kind of.
No, it's
like
a salt.
Have a pickle.
No, it's a salt
flavor.
Water. It's a salt water plus the herbs and stuff that you put in the water. So, but the salt water.
So, what about the pickle? Is there any residue of pickle taste?
No.
Pickle residue.
It smells just like the frosting won't make your turkey taste like frosting.
Chocolate frosting?
Or vanilla frosting, whatever frosting you want.
Oh, that sounds just
No, it won't. It won't taste like that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to impress, man. I'm trying.
Well, who are you trying to impress?
The Johnsons, the Johnson family.
Really?
Yeah.
At this stage, you're still trying.
I'm not trying to impress them. I'm trying not to disappoint them. I'll say that. Like, I don't want them showing up, and I'm like, this bird's fucking either like raw or really.
You don't
want to
just have a Popeyes in the oven just in case, like real quick. Just well, buy one the night before.
Pam is cooking a turkey breast just in case that does happen. Yeah.
Right.
Which I was behind you. I wasn't like, what the fuck? You think I can't do it? Because chances are,
no
party. Can't
no
do
party.
It. No part of me because. Because it's a risk. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing this year. I'm gonna cook up the bird. And I was thinking about maybe even live streaming a little bit from the Johnson Thanksgiving. Yeah, let people say hello.
Nice.
You know? We'll see. We'll see how it goes. What do you got going on, Walt?
Just Thanksgiving at my place.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, brother-in-law, you know, the kids and the missus. There's like 12 people. So it's a full house this year.
That is a lot. Yeah, my grandmother always was like, there couldn't be 13 people there.
Why? Because of the bad luck?
Because of the bad luck shit, yeah. And this year I think there might be 13 people.
Well, this dog count maybe is 14.
Count as a dog. You couldn't even count the cats.
There you go.
I'm up to 16, man.
There you go. No curses.
Curses laid aside. And Q, you're going down to – are you going out
you're
to
all
eat?
All of a sudden, you with this fucking Robert the Doll and
– dude, I'm very concerned about curses lately. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking – all I thought about this week was you and the karma and all that shit. I was thinking about – you know, because you were talking about karmatically you like to do things.
Right.
I was thinking about Paris Hilton. She's been taking a lot of heat recently because she had a child, you know, and it's a little baby boy with a big baby boy head. Like the head is like – it's a big baby head, you know?
What's that?
I guess bigger than the most little kids' heads.
But the kid will grow into it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I've seen some babies with some big heads.
People were giving her shit online about it, and her sister was complaining, and she was complaining. But I was wondering, Paris Hilton, who's been so nasty to so many people over the years, is that karma? Does she have it coming back to her through her child? Is her child an instrument of karma? Because that wouldn't be fair.
Didn't she catch shit during the Hawaii thing because she went on vacation in Hawaii during the fires?
Oh, was that her?
I thought it might have been her.
Yeah, probably.
With the
probably
child. Yeah, with the baby.
Again, not giving a fuck that, you know. They're trying to clear out the islands.
Yeah.
That's a stretch, though. So
you think so?
The fact that Paris Hilton was taking some barbs for the size of her child's head made you stop in your tracks and go, Walt may be right about karma?
No. No. It was just an example of something I saw where I was like, now I'm seeing karma everywhere. I'm maybe that's it, man. Maybe because Paris Hilton was such a bitch to so many people. Now her head's like – her kid's like born like with a hydrocephalic head.
I'm sure she was nice to some people.
Rich people. It's a slightly larger head than most little kids.
That kid will grow into that though.
He's a toddler. Isn't that what toddlers are? Yeah. That's why toddlers toddle.
Who's the father?
Her husband, whoever that guy is. I'm not sure. I was surprised she's 42.
I'm surprised.
Like, what happened to my young Paris Hilton? He was like 20 years old.
Like putting on
stars. An old lady now.
Dancing. But who
what
online?
A great poll. Stars online. I have to give you a fucking hand for that. I gotta give you a hand for that.
If you had asked me to name her song, I wouldn't have been able to. But I guess just because I was rolling, it just came out. Thank you, bud. I appreciate that.
Father's name is Carter Room, and they had it via surrogate.
She didn't carry the baby.
No, it's not it's not what it's saying here.
I was not aware of
that. She'd want to ruin that body.
Nope.
She wanted to keep it tight.
And, good you know, that could be then the birth mother's genes, right? Could that affect that?
Well, they usually put her eggs in the
– Yeah, and the husband's right? – yeah, fertilized ovum and into the –
So the surrogate mother, like none of her traits can be passed on to the baby.
I don't believe so, no.
Right. Yeah, really? She's just like housing it.
Wow, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thunk that.
Yeah. Kind of like when people take in a foster puppy or kitten or something. Like, I'm not going to really keep it, you know, give it back after
a while. But I didn't think maybe the bloodstream, like her thing.
Like somehow her DNA gets mixed in. I mean, you know what?
I don't know. That's interesting.
I guess that's not
possible.
What I heard.
That, oh, really?
Like if she has like some sort of like hereditary something in her bloodline, it's impossible for her to pass it on to that child because
I think it's like Deep Space Nine when Keiko O'Brien had an accident and Kieran Reese had to carry the baby for a couple months. Yeah.
Do you know what he's talking about, Q?
I know Deep Space Nine is a Star Trek show.
You know, if everybody wants him just to shut the fuck up, right? I mean, that turkey talk was enough, I think, to make people turn this episode off, I thought. Like, it was borderline just like I was checked out.
I think our Brian conversation could have been had off mic and people would have been fine. But I'm interested
now
in
you're pushing the envelope. I'm interested. Deep Space Nine nonsense.
You know, like, also, like, involve names and shit where it's like, I know it's Star Trek like you, but I don't know anything else about it.
He's an agent from another podcast trying to bring us down.
You made me put this mic on.
That is true.
Let me read something to you boys real fast before we go on. Prize Picks. We are a Prize Pick partner, and they are the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They're the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS, which is daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks. You pick more than or less than on a 2-6 player stat projection and watch the winnings roll in. With the basketball season here, you can pick combo projections across football and basketball from a specials league, a league created specifically for combo projections that include two or more players from different sports or leagues. For example, LeBron James plus Travis Kelce at a 10.5 combo of three PTs made plus receptions. This is too much for me. I'm not enough of a sports guy to understand what all this stuff means. But if you like sports, you're going to love Prize Picks. And if you want to play alongside some of the Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and comedian Andrew Schultz, you can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. So they even offer a reboot policy so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Like Joe Burrow. Didn't he get injured?
Yeah, nerve damage in his hand.
That's not good. People don't want to hear that. But if you're in Prize Picks, it's not going to matter. For
Burrow
football.
Rocks.
Does he? Okay.
Not as good as
Burrow. Oh, Burrow rocks.
Whatever.
I was still Joe Burrow on the mind. Yeah. If you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance. So anyway, go to prizepicks.com/TESD and use code TESD for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/TESD and use code TESD. Like I said, for the first deposit match of up to $100, daily fantasy sports are made easy with Prize Picks. Okay. That's Prize Picks. Sorry. I have at home, if somebody comes to the front door, it will tell me that there are people at the front door.
Yeah.
So it's constantly like, it tells me on my iPad, on my phone, on my watch. It's like, okay, I'm not even fucking home. What does it matter to me? Why are you bothering me?
I get that all the time at Walt's house. Like, we'll be outside in the garage.
I don't even have this.
His wife keeps looking down at her wrist because we're walking around in the garage.
I don't even have that. I can't tell on my devices that there's somebody at my front door, but you can hear.
Yes, on the Fire Stick.
So weird.
That is weird.
you can tell if there's people at Walt's house?
Yes.
Okay. He's tapped into your system.
And then when I leave here and I get home and I pull into the driveway, he'll start speaking to me through the speaker.
No.
Yes.
That is so fucking funny.
He'll start talking to me in the driveway as I get out of the car from the light.
What do you say?
Hope you had a safe trip home. Oh my God. See you tomorrow.
So he at any time can look at your video feed.
From the driveway, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other cameras in your house or just that one?
Just in the driveway.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have like a security system or anything.
How much time do you spend looking, watching?
You can't because it times out. So.
Well, times out how?
Like it times out like after 2 minutes and then it won't let you look back again for a while. I don't know
why. What's the point of it?
I don't know why. It may be because it's a remote. It's because we're remote from the house.
So how many two-minute increments do you check? How often are you just like, let me see what's going on for 2 minutes?
Like if I wonder if he left for coming here.
I didn't know this.
I go, Alexa, show me the garage.
Like, so wait a minute. I can't think of only one reason why you're like, let me see if I can get something in before the boss gets here. Right? There's only one reason why you're wondering if I left to come here yet, right? I can't think of any other reason.
Because I got a 13%er here.
That is not the case.
How much longer till I have to put my pants back on?
Oh, boy.
I'm just painting a picture. But I can't think of any other reason why he's worried if I'm on the way or not.
Or if you're expecting a delivery and you're like, let me know when this delivery comes.
I've never even asked you that.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Because like you were, I think like when you were expecting the War of the Undead or one of the other things, you were like, yeah, let me know if you see those boxes in front of the garage. Okay. Yeah. So.
And you don't know how to check the camera.
I have no idea how to check the camera.
Well, like I said, the Fire Stick is attached to his Amazon account. So, you know, like when you're watching, you know, Pluto, a thing will come up and say, hey, there's someone at the front door or there's someone at the garage.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, how much did the fires affect you when you were in L.A.? The I-10 shutting down.
I just heard about it.
You heard about it?
I didn't really. Okay. I was mostly going from Burbank to, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
Down to Beverly Hills area was my range this time around.
Gotcha. Yeah, did you see the big fires in L.A.? Melted like the overpass and shit. Yeah, I guess I was not aware of this, but I would say it's a good idea if the fire didn't start. But I guess like when you have overpasses and stuff, there's like those areas that are fenced in underneath. And the city leases that to people for private storage.
Yeah.
Am I understanding? Yeah, they were
storing, there was a grocery place nearby that was storing pallets there, old pallets.
Yeah, they're storing pallets. So I guess somehow the pallets caught on fire and then it burns up the whole fucking freeway that's over top of it, you know? Yeah.
From what I heard,
there
was a homeless, no, from what I heard, there was a homeless encampment nearby and that got pushed out because there's a Chinese president coming to California. And they cleared the streets and put up fences around all the sidewalks and everything. So there was a homeless encampment under there. Fire started there. It spread to the pallet storage, and then everything went up. Kind of like
Were there anything on the pallets?
No, just pallets.
Are pallets in that demand that you have to you just can't recycle them, or like what are you saving them for?
You have to ship them back normally, but then you have to wait until you have an empty truck to ship them back because it doesn't make sense to ship them in a partially full truck. Because then you got to move the pallets out to get to the stuff behind it. So they'll store them.
Tell them, Steve, Dave, I can't deal with it anymore. It's terrible.
Pallets and brine. Well, doesn't he have something interesting to say? That's why he's here, right?
Don't ask the question if you don't want the answer. I worked in the grocery system for a while. I know about pallets.
I drove like 40 miles to be here.
But you had a very special engagement over the weekend. You went to my aunt's 100th birthday, and I asked him to ask his aunt.
Oh, wow.
What are the top three things you should do to make it to 100 and the top three things you shouldn't do?
Wow. All right.
To make it to 100 and get him, asked him, and what was her answer?
Can I ask about this? Like, should we, what has this woman done that we should be taking it just living to 100?
Well, isn't that enough?
Well, not if she was like...
Depends on the circumstances under which she was living, I guess. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Is she like living with those pallets? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like
I don't know a lot of homeless people that make it to 100.
No. She has a house down in Tom's River. She's had it for like decades.
Okay.
With my Uncle Tony died in, I think, 2000.
All right, enough.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So she's good. All right, so what's her answers?
You don't need to go into every minute detail.
Uncle Tony.
I should preface, this was at the end of her party, so she was very tired.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it during the party because there were so many people.
Kill yourself.
That's your advice? No, I'm talking to you.
So here you go. My boss wanted me to wish you a happy 100th birthday.
Thank you.
But he wanted me to ask you two questions. Yes. So what are the three things that you do to make it to 100?
Yeah, this was a success. I pulled it off.
Don't worry too much.
Don't worry too much?
Right.
Stop it.
Don't worry too much.
First answer, don't worry too much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I worry all the time.
Really?
I'm not going to be all the time.
You do not seem like a guy who spends 1 second overthinking or worrying.
He's been worrying about curses for like the past 4 weeks.
Yeah, that really shocks me.
I worry about Sage a lot. Like once I'm gone, I worry about Sage. She's been sick recently, so I worry about her.
COVID.
It's just some fucking allergy cough that won't let go.
I thought you had the ability to turn that off.
No. Me? No.
No.
I keep everything inside. Unless I'm exploding, of course. But that doesn't even happen anymore recently. You know? So everything just stays inside.
What about you, Q? You're a worrier? by nature?
Not as much anymore. I think what she – obviously, she has way more experience than me. It's, you just look back and you just – all the shit that you did worry about, most of it amounted to nothing. So imagine 100 years of that, of being like, I spent 100 years worrying about shit and none of it really worked out anyway, like I was worried about. So in retrospect, it's easy to be like, I shouldn't have worried about any of that.
I love Q taking it away from her.
Yeah, I too. I like it. I'm listening to Q. I'm not listening to her.
I mean, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong because, yeah, like, you can – I worry so much anxiety about things that I don't even talk about, but it's – at the end of the day, the worrying does nothing. It doesn't change.
Why is it so hard to stop it then? Because I agree 100% with you.
Yeah.
And there are so many times where I'm like, just get it out of your mind. Push it out of your mind. Stop obsessing over it, you know?
Because it won't change anything. If you're not worried about it, the outcome's probably going to be the same as if you were worried. But it's easier said than done.
Yeah, it's tough.
But yeah, it is kind of like if you can just find that zen spot where you're like, you realize it's like, no matter how much I worry about whatever it is you're worried about, it's probably not going to be affected if I stop worrying about it. But then you kind of come across as, if you're not worried about it, are you?
You're being too laissez-faire.
Are you not being as human as you should be then? I don't know. It's tough.
I think if you catch yourself worrying a lot, I think there is something to using it almost as like a mantra of like, there's no point worrying about this. I'll deal with it when it comes, to try and break the cycle in your head. You train yourself not to worry about it a little bit, you know? There's nothing you can do. Like, I'm sure you worry about your kids. Like, worry about
that's
like,
the biggest worry. Oh, yeah.
But none of your worrying is going to do anything. Right. So I don't know.
Like, the worst thing that ever happened was. The worst and best thing that ever happened was these apps that let you follow people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just like
you get them has one on you. So maybe they're not the best.
But they had the – I mean, in a world where now you track and you know where people – it's just like
– And your daughter doesn't mind that, huh? She doesn't mind getting tracked?
She doesn't know.
No.
So she has to know.
In this day and age, I think that, you know, it's just another like safety measure. You're like,
especially
know,
for a young
know
woman,
where you're at.
Especially for a young woman, I think that it's I think it's valuable. But I can tell you, like, at the time when if Pam or Edgar, like, you know, I'm like in my 20s, and they're like, "Hey, we want to know where you are at all times." And we're going to put this GPS on you. I'm like, what?
Get the fuck out of here.
The fuck out of my face.
Put a collar on you like a bear.
Well, as a guy who worries, I wanted to see if you guys were open to like, you know, us sharing our locations at all times between us three.
Sure.
I mean, you just will, right, I'll just know where you're at all times. You'll know where I'm at. And it'll just be like a little peace of mind, I thought.
I have zero problem with that.
All right. Awesome.
I have no problem.
You'll be the first podcast that probably does that.
That follows each other and makes sure everybody's okay.
Yeah, I have no problem. My parents, my parents now actually can
track you.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good thing. It's just one, just an extra level of safety.
But you started by saying that it makes you worry more.
Yeah, because if all of a sudden if the location can't be found.
Right. You don't. You're like, that could most likely be a technical issue.
Yes, most of the time.
And then your head just
spins
out.
And then if it doesn't come online and you call and no answer.
How often a day do you look at?
I've been pretty good lately where I don't even – I try to go like a week without looking.
Got
you. But, you know, and then I broke it last night. You know, I had a week – 7 days straight.
Oh, not bad.
Now, when you check in on somebody, can they tell that you checked in on them?
No. Mm-hmm. Would it be weird, though, like if I can't find your location queue at like 2 a.m. and I start calling you incessantly?
At 2 a.m.? I'd be like, you know where I am. Trust me, you know where I am.
But you're in L.A. I'm worried. There's fires, I hear. There's a pallet, pallet inferno on the highway, and I can't get a hold of you.
I'm all right, Walt. I'm okay.
He was injured in a severe brining incident.
Needle slipped.
But yeah, it's Auntie has something there. Now,
yes, she does. She still goes to the casinos like at least once a month, twice a month.
Okay, that's good.
What a lot of old people like to do. That's how they like to wait out the clock is by losing money at a casino.
Oh, no, no, no. She does not lose. She is
– I know that everybody likes to think that they don't lose, but
– She's pretty good.
She's pretty good, huh?
How can you be good at the slots, though? She plays slots, I assume?
I'm not sure exactly which game she plays. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So how do you know that she's good then if you don't even know
what game? Because I hear about the updates. Like, oh, you know, like –
She's only telling you the wins, get them.
Okay, if you insist.
Gidim's inheritance is
dwindling by the day. Dwindling by the bus trip.
It's at Bally's. Your inheritance is now property of Bally's.
When we go to like holiday dinners, there'll be a table of stuff that the casinos gave her for winning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff?
Like crock pots and stuff like that.
Dude, it's so weird. Mary Beth's, you know, he lives in Vegas and he's a gambler, so he likes to go to right. The casinos and get all that. Dude's fucking rich. I don't know why he cares about crock pots and electric knives and like all this stuff.
But
people fucking love it. Yeah. You'll see at a certain point, like everybody in just this mass wave walking out with a crock pot under their arm.
You couldn't fucking pay me to take the crock pot out of a casino.
What a pain in the ass.
Can I just sit a car?
Yeah, I know, right?
Where's the nearest fucking wastebasket? Because this is where I'm dumping this piece of shit.
They're little ones, but I got it ready for, you know, for when we get the house fixed up.
You have a crock pot ready to go?
Yeah, yeah. I have a crock pot and an Instant Pot.
Aside from taking it out of the box, how do you get it ready to go?
It's sitting in a shed on the property.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So have we covered Don't Worry? You think, or is there anything?
But then wasn't it Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy? And then he offed himself, didn't he?
No, he died of cancer, didn't he?
Did he die of cancer?
That'd be horrible if he killed himself. What was his name?
Bobby McFerrin?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Right, now, guy. Robin Williams, who was in the video for that, did kill himself. But that was an entirely different reason.
I was not aware he was in the video for that.
Yeah.
That's irony, right? What do you got here, Gidim? Everybody's feverishly looking up stuff on their phones to see if Bobby McFerrin killed himself.
Yeah, I can't see.
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive?
Yeah, 73.
There you go.
Don't worry.
He's still active, it says.
I remember the last Bobby McFerrin reference I remember was on The Simpsons decades ago when it's like the song was playing on the radio. And then he's like, that's the latest from Bobby McFerrin. I'm worried. Need money.
All right.
Let's see.
Let's go on to Auntie's second answer.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay. And have a good time.
That's listen, two.
What was it?
Have a good time.
That's very subjective.
Yeah.
She is not taking these questions seriously.
She doesn't want you to live to 100.
But she really is. Have a good time is so vague.
I sprung it on her. Like, I didn't ask her ahead of time like to
she's
think about it.
She's essentially saying, don't worry, be happy so far.
Yeah. Bobby McFerrin has a lawsuit. Said, yeah. Pending.
Well, she lives it. Like I said, she goes to the casino. She has fun at the casino.
You got to have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun was the answer? What was the answer?
Hold on, let me go back.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
That's one.
Okay. And have a good time.
That's two. Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Again, it's really vague, though. What does that really mean, have a good time?
You're like, how did she have a good time? Like, have a good time. You know what I did as I was growing up? I would travel a lot, and that's what made me have a good time. Or spend a lot of time with you, Gidim.
Oh, thanks.
Did they call you Gidim there?
No.
She's leaving it. I think there's wisdom in it. She's leaving it up to you. She's saying, hey, just have a good time. Whatever that means to you.
Yeah.
Like she loves crock pots and fucking and penny
gambling.
Slots. Right.
Yeah.
Whereas that might not – your good time is Fantasy Fest.
It's not crock pots, right?
No, but she's saying like, you know, whatever it is, you have to remember to take time to have a good time. Mm-hmm. I like it. I think it's solid.
I would add to that. Because I have an extremely difficult time with this. As you're having a good time, be in that moment.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that.
What does that mean?
Like I think about things a lot or I get distracted from like what I'm doing or I'm worried about something else, you know, like.
While you're having a good time?
While I'm supposed to be having a good time, yeah. I find many times.
Like an example of like you're in the middle of having a good time and you realize, hey, I'm having a good time. And then all of a sudden and then your mind wanders somewhere else then?
Yeah, I'll be like, well, it'll be something as stupid as like going down to Fantasy Fest. one of the things was the hotel had parking, which is like at a minimum in Key West. So the whole time I'm down there, I'm like, are there going to be enough spots? Is like, am I going to get down
That's
there and worrying. It's going to be a fucking pain
That's
in the ass?
That's worrying as well.
Yeah, I know.
Am I going to get ticket? Am I going to get towed?
Yeah, like, yeah, like what, wow. What if something happens and they don't have the parking? Like they fucking said they're going to because like that kind of shit happens. I think that, I expect worst case scenario a lot. And it doesn't happen, so I don't know why.
Yeah, that's
but
the
worst
thing.
Case scenario on the most benign things,
yeah,
like
the
a
most
parking
trivial
spot.
You know, it's a $10 ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, it's trivial. I know.
Yeah, like I thought you were like the like you know I see a spot on my hand or a spot where it shouldn't be on my that.
Dude,
that's
I worry
about
less
that.
About that than the parking spot.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
I would never worry about a parking spot. I'd be like, I'll find a spot.
Yeah, I know. That's
yeah. That's really
I know.
Strange.
That's how I should be.
Yeah.
But like on
the
way down.
Cycle.
I know.
You know, don't worry about parking.
Have a good time.
But you've been like that. And I know we told the story on TSD years ago, but I remember one of the greatest like 3 hour conversations was we were headed down to film Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he called in before cell phones. He called in about the room we were staying in. And for some reason, it made it sound like whatever Bri heard on the other end about the room he was staying in is that we were sharing it with other people.
Uh-huh.
And he was so fucking
this
like,
makes me sound
fixated
so bad.
On the fact that he wouldn't have a drawer to put his clothes in. And he started to like go at like 100 miles an hour to like try
to
get there. So he would have he would lay claims to like hang his clothes up.
Yeah.
Over you? No, I'm not, I don't.
No,
think
not
so.
Over me. Oh, I didn't give a fuck. I was like, I'll leave my shit in a suitcase. You can have it. I don't care. But you were like, oh, I know we're not going to get a bed. I know I'm going to have to sleep on the floor. And it was like all these like building it up to like levels of like preposterous. Like
he's sleeping outside.
So it's a lifetime. Yeah, it's a lifetime issue. Yeah.
And it turned out it was not the case at all. We had separate rooms even.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was another problem where I cringe saying this. But I remember getting all upset and I'd be like, I'll bet you they don't expect Ben and Matt to share a room. I don't know what the fuck I was on.
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Had they won the Academy Award at that point or not?
No, I don't
remember. Yeah, he was ranting and raving, screaming in the van, driving white knuckle, trying to get there before Ben and Matt got there in case they were sharing a room with Steve Dave and Fanboy.
They didn't have their own fucking figures there that year. We did. Oh, I remember that. I remember and then afterwards being like the Ben and Matt thing and being like, what's wrong with me? Like, what the fuck is the matter with me?
Yeah. What is it? What is it? Looking back, what's the assessment on that?
It's the chip. It's the chip on the – it's the Johnson chip.
Yeah. I think maybe at some point in my life I was treated like a second-class citizen enough that you come to expect it and then get mad about it.
Right. You have to come to expect it and accept it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me early on.
Second class.
I am a second class citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You?
No, not me. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Not me at all.
He is.
Yeah, I'm talking about Brian here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what
I think
it
we're
is.
All second class citizens, no?
It's hard. You know, people listening are going to be like, these guys are out of touch if they think they're second class citizens. So,
well, not in the like society way, but just like in the way other people treat you. Like, I get treated like an asshole all the time.
But you also get treated like a god too.
Sure,
if people know who he is,
and it's
and a lot
hard
of people
to
do
be,
not.
I find that
in
shocking.
LA, no one does.
Really?
Well, in LA,
they're kind of jaded.
Yeah, Walt's right. They're attuned. They're so attuned to like celebrities being everywhere that it's like it's cool to not acknowledge that it's a celebrity.
Well, I think also the celebrities they see are like, you know, real celebrities, not fucking fourth banana on a fucking
on a three guy show.
Yeah.
All right. So don't worry. Well, no, it was
and have a good
have
time.
A good time. Okay. Right.
So far, I'm going to try to listen to her.
Okay.
One more. Don't be mean to anybody.
Okay. And the other question you wanted me to ask?
Oh,
don't be mean to anybody.
I agree with this one. I think it goes back to karma. What you were saying.
I think you're 100% right.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. I wish more people knew that.
Yeah.
Thought of that.
It's one of those things that it seems so simple, and you shouldn't need a 100-year-old woman to tell you that, though.
No.
Would you say, though, you're mean to people in your everyday life?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm mean. I think, like I said, I try to do go above and beyond sometimes to not be mean. And, you know, sometimes, though, you lose your temper with a dope.
Sure. Or, post office.
You're having a bad day.
Yes, you can have a bad day, and that can really fuck up your auntie's words to live by. You know, she didn't take into effect, though, that, you know, some
you
idiot.
Work every day with an idiot.
But don't be mean.
It's good for the soul.
Yeah.
I think.
And what do you get out of it?
I think most people –
being mean to people, I'm saying.
I think most people aren't mean, though. I think most people are more maybe self-involved.
Oh, yeah. Look online, man.
Or people – oh, well, yeah,
these
yeah.
People are fucking gross online, man.
The meanness under the anonymity.
Oh, my God. Internet. It's absolutely grotesque the way some people behave and the things that they write. And – I'm sorry. I think that they think that there should be a penalty to pay, you know, in the afterlife if you ever wrote anything mean about Tom Steve Dave.
Or its hosts.
I couldn't agree
especially
more.
Especially its hosts.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's not nice.
I see where this is going.
So don't be mean. What do you – get him. Do you abide by these – your aunt's law?
I would say yes. I don't think I'm particularly mean to people. I try to see like the positives of people, I think.
Sometimes at your own
yes,
at his own peril?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get called Pollyanna.
Who calls you that? I was going to say, who calls you that reference?
Sometimes he says shit that's so outrageous and so ridiculous and giving people the benefit of the doubt that I want to slap him. Yeah. I want to give him like a mo slap right across the face. And like, honestly, spit fucking fly from that fucking – those stupid lips as he's telling me that like, oh, this person's not so bad.
My boss talking about his employee.
He wants to smack him in the face.
I don't. Sock, you heard that, right? You're HR.
You two have such a weird relationship. Yeah.
He's spying on his house. He wants to slap him in the mouth. See the spittle fly out.
It's so shockingly dumb and so like
– like what? What's an example?
I don't want to get into it too deep because it
– it'll identify the person.
Or yeah, because – but there – okay.
There's this Chinese guy.
Let's say you found out you – about somebody in the industry of repairing something.
Okay.
And you were going to bring a product for them into repair – and you found out that they had been charged and jailed for a horrific crime.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you still bring that product to fucking into that establishment?
No, every part of that sounds bad.
And that's why I got my bitch hand ready to fucking slap this idiot across the face. And he's like, oh, I would still bring it there. You know, that doesn't mean I can't do this or this and that. And I was just like, just jaw-droppingly just like, are you a fucking moron? Go tell your father this, I said. Go tell your father right now what you're thinking of doing and have him tell you that you should not do this.
Did you?
Nice.
But this is the Pollyanna that this man can be sometimes.
Okay, all right.
The benefit of the doubt should not always be extended.
Yeah, I've had that issue with people too, where like the benefit of the doubt is extended so far that you're like, you start to lose respect for the person's intelligence. You're like, what the fuck, man? Are you kidding me?
There's a million other places. There's
a million other
places that don't have a fucking convict or have this fucking dark stain on the establishment. Don't bring it there. But nope.
Don't bring it. He's the guy.
There's a reason why that I'm the one that's acting irrational by not bringing it there.
Oh, really? Yeah.
All right. So we also asked Auntie, what are the three things you shouldn't do?
Yes.
To make it to 100?
Yeah.
Right. Is that the proper way
it's
of
better
answering?
Not to say worry.
You don't do. The question you wanted me to ask, what are the top three things you don't do to make it to 100?
That you don't do. Be a troublemaker.
Oh, BQ, in your younger days.
That's what your younger days are for. See, they're for to get that out of your system. The rabble rousers.
Right? I mean,
that's why most, like, you know, like, there's a lot more deaths early in life. Like, men die.
Are there?
Yeah, because they're doing stupid shit.
Because we feel indestructible.
The mortality rate.
Like, in compared to women in their 20s, you mean?
Yeah.
A man's
there's a curve
inclined
of mortality.
To die young than a woman is.
Yeah. Once you reach a certain age, you're more likely to continue to old age than you
if you
are.
Get out of those rabble rouser
If you get out of those
days.
Rabble rouser years, yeah.
Yeah. Never was a rabble rouser. I never was a troublemaker.
I was.
I am not a troublemaker, man. I keep my nose down.
You like to stir up the pot sometimes.
I said you make some trouble when you were younger, too.
Yeah.
Me?
You know, much younger. Yeah. When you had that advisor route, we filled up the plastic bags and with water and chucked them at
the paper boy you didn't want to deliver newspapers one Wednesday because he wanted to play pinball.
Making trouble.
Or play some touch football and he dumped all his papers in the fucking ditch.
Hey, man, that's troublemaking.
Should he pay with his old age, though, because of that troublemaking? I'm not so sure I agree with Auntie on this.
It was
a
free newspaper, Q. Nobody was paying for it.
No.
Except all the ads, the people that were paying for the ads.
But, like, think about anything. Like, somebody could have caught you dumping and being like, hey, what are you doing? And then suddenly you're in a fight. That ends with you getting punched on the ground.
I'm a fucking 12-year-old kid who's going to punch
this is
me.
Like, this is
a lot
early
of people
80s.
12-year-olds. You saw that.
Back in the 80s.
You saw
did.
That, the Dirt, that show, the
Motley Crue show?
Yeah.
They oh, were yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
beating the shit out of a kid for brushing his teeth. As I'm saying, you put yourself into those situations when you do things like dump stuff.
I jumped on my Huffy, man. You gotta catch me on my fucking.
All right. Well, now you're
see,
you're going
kids
away.
Think they're indestructible.
Now you're going away full speed. You go through a stop sign, a car hits you. All because you wanted to dump things.
You're right, Q.
Yes.
You're one of the few kids I remember having a brown bike.
Yeah. I won that bike at my father's work company. Fair,
really?
Like a picnic, a company picnic.
How exciting was that? Do you recall?
It was shocking.
Yeah,
because I wandered up to like you had to throw softballs into a peach basket, and I was like, okay, I just got to make three into a peach basket. You know, I'm like probably like 11 and 12, and they didn't realize that it was only should have been open to 5-year olds though. So I took some five. Oh no! I took some 5-year old's
that
bike.
That wasn't your fault.
His brown bike.
You did, but that wasn't your fault. That wasn't your fault. Was it an actual Huffy?
No, I don't remember what it was, but it was a 3-speeder.
Don't worry. Yeah,
I remember
about
it had
worry
the
about
gear
it.
Shifter on it, right?
It had a gear shifter. Oh, yeah. Who? Yeah, brown. I think they just some toy store, probably Toys R Us. Like we can't get rid.
Who's gonna buy the fucking thing?
Who's gonna buy a brown bike? So they donated it to the Charles of the Ritz makeup company where he worked at, and my mother wanted to give the bike back. And my father,
because you were too old?
Because I was too old. And my father was like, no, he refused to listen to her to be like, no, he won it. It's his. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like, he hated work anyway. So he felt it was some sort of like middle finger to the company that his son got a brown bike
good for him.
Fuck the suits. Fuck the suits.
Yeah.
Top five.
Yeah, top five.
Well, Bri, troublemaker, you can't. You have your own little history to deal with here. As a
made a lot of trouble as a youth.
You did.
Yeah, not
you
so much,
much
anymore.
Of a peacemaker.
No, I was an instigator. Yeah, for sure. Now that I'm looking back at my life after Auntie's telling me everything I'm doing wrong.
Well, you're like halfway there, right?
What, to 100?
Yeah,
I mean, I was thinking about that a little bit earlier when you said that she was 100. I'm like, 45 more years of this shit? I don't see that happening.
I mean, she, like the last 20 have just been like living down in Tom's River, just doing whatever she wants to do.
Yeah.
Which is what? Watching Matlock and maybe fucking getting a ride to fucking Bally's?
going to the casino, you know, going to the, you know, dinner and stuff like that.
Yeah, but there's not much you can do at 100.
Did you go on a chocolate walk recently? You're giving Andy shit.
But the way he's like, she does whatever she wants to do. You're like, which is what? Like, she basically like a turtle in a fucking little pen. That's like, they don't do much either at a certain age.
She drove up until
turning on Andy.
She
Andy was wise before now. Fucker.
She has an amazing friends network in the community. You know, it's like a retirement community downtown Zerber.
A digital network or actual, like, you know, real deal flesh and blood?
She's on Reddit posting shit about the other oldsters.
No, like people stop by. She stops over at their places. They drive around.
She still drives?
No, she drove up until she.
Talk about driving in blind spots.
She still drives better than him.
She knew when to cut herself off. She
Which
knew when
was how old you
think? I don't remember off the top of my hand.
If you had to take a guess.
85?
That's still pretty old to be out on the road.
She's pretty
with it.
Yeah.
We had to take my grandmother's. Not we. I didn't have a say in it, but I remember my father took and my uncle took away my grandmother's car because she was 85. She was bumping in the cars right and left, just hitting shit all the time.
What do you think will be the reaction when that inevitably happens to you?
Mary Beth is like, sorry, we got to take it. I don't know, man. I don't know because I do, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, whoa, my license.
That's a charger.
Because I do watch Edgar, who I considered to be like a pretty decent driver his whole life. And now when I watch him, like, he's slower. You know, he's doing the same shit that other old people do in the left lane.
I believe you compared.
Do I turn here?
Yeah.
What do I do here?
I believe you compared. I believe you compared me backing out of your driveway to Edgar driving. Where I had to pick up some stuff a couple weeks ago.
He's like, my neck hurts. I can't see. He's going because he's trying to back out of the driveway.
He's losing his neck.
Yeah, it is disappearing. Right.
What is the fat just rising up?
Where gravity is weighing that big noggin down.
Or it's just got some fluid buildup or something. I don't know what's going on.
Looks like Paris Hilton's baby.
Oh.
That's right. I said it. I fucking said it.
That's you just broke Auntie's law.
That's right.
Ape shall not kill ape. Do not be mean.
It doesn't count towards employees. Underlings. Third class citizens.
God, I got to do better. I got to think of Auntie's wise words.
Yeah. You see the trailer for the new
Apes movie?
Yeah, it looks good.
Awesome. I liked all those Apes movies.
They're really good, every single one of them.
And
right?
They don't get enough credit, I don't think.
I agree with you 100%. Like, why aren't they spoken about more?
I don't
know. They were hits. They were everything in them was good.
Mark Wahlberg?
No. Was he in them? Well, he was a different one.
Well, I think maybe people like lumped them together.
It had nothing to do with
the
Marky
Mark one. Mark Wahlberg. He was just in the Transformers movies.
But that one that he's talking about is the eight movie that nobody likes and had nothing to do with the new reboot.
That was the Tim Burton one.
Yeah. That movie was terrible. But yeah, I don't know why. I think that it's one of those franchises that doesn't get enough respect, in my opinion.
I thought that they told a great story over three movies. Like, you followed every one.
Did you watch Monarch?
Not yet. I heard it's good, though.
It's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep hearing that.
I want to just shout out to Jimmy the Hair Guy for letting me use his Apple TV account.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the way you went, because I asked you the other day if you were going to watch it, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to re-sign up and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, then when Jimmy offered it, I was like, I'm not re-signing up. Fuck, re-signing up is for suckers. Yeah.
Fuck you on my Apple TV.
Let Jimmy pay.
Fuck the suits.
Yeah.
Top five.
Top five.
Yeah.
Top five.
Somewhere somebody's listening to this on Buds and they're like, wow, what the fuck?
Also, somewhere, if someone ever listens to this, they're fucking nuts. They're grinding their teeth to dust. If there's a God, they're grinding their teeth to dust.
Wow.
God.
Jeez, what's Auntie's second rule to never do?
And the first one is don't be mean, right?
Don't.
These are
negative. Don't. Yeah. And smoke. Be nice to everybody.
You know. Is that don't be nice to everybody? Yeah, I
think, yeah, like I said. Is that don't be
mean? This was the end of the party. She was like, you know.
Oh, she was getting a little frazzled.
She was wasted.
Yeah. No, she wasn't wasted, but like.
You didn't want to hear that.
We invited people up from like other states to come see her. So she was just like, I think, overwhelmed.
Those randos.
That matters. They're from another state.
Well, like people they haven't seen in like years.
A lot of energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. So what did she say?
Don't do These are negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So be mean to everybody is what you don't do.
No, right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Don't hold a grudge. That's a good thing.
Who's helping you?
That's her daughter, my aunt, my aunt Susan.
Yeah. Don't hold a grudge. I've just broke the rule.
You did?
Yeah, I'm holding a grudge. Remember?
Well, you didn't know the rule yet.
Well, I listened to this earlier.
Yeah, he knew the rule.
I knew the rule. But, you know, I just put on full display.
Well, it's not, Walt, I don't think
I relished in that grudge.
Being perfect, right? I think it's about, like, you're human. You can't help but hold a grudge. It's about which Walt shows up to deal with that grudge.
I know.
The one that starts chanting top five? Or the one that's like, I feel this way, but I got to let this go. You know? It's about who shows up to the feelings that you can't help feeling.
Right. How do I beat down top five Walt?
Well, we're trying to make a show here, so I guess you don't. I don't know.
I say amp them up. We need at least three top five moments per show.
I'm invested in it. I'm hoping it gets bigger.
Don't hold a grudge, Q. Now, we know that you have a certain number two waiting for somebody, and that would definitely fall under breaking Auntie's rule.
You know what?
Are you going to do it? You're going to renounce that right here, right now?
I'm going to let go of it. I'm going to let go of the grudge.
And you're not going
to – Fucking way. No. I'm going to let go of the grudge. I am.
And you're not going to shat on a grave.
I am prepared to
say – In your lifetime. It won't happen.
It's not easy to say. But I will let it go. And I will not – I'll let it go. That's not healthy behavior.
100%. You're serious. 100%
I will not do it. It's not healthy behavior.
No, it's not.
How old am I going to be? Fucking in my 60s, crawling over fences and dropping trout in a cemetery?
Well, I'll be something in my 70s guarding you.
I think so. I think I'm going to take what she said as a sign that I should let it go. I'm going to try.
That's a tough one, not holding grudges.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that human beings do. And they hold on to them like with a steely grip.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't pry their fingers off of their grudges, you know.
Like there are things Mary Beth said years ago that like will pop into my head where I just want to be like, oh, you mean like, you know, and just like come at her out of nowhere sometimes. Remember when you fucking said that shit?
Yeah.
Never mind the million things I've probably said.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not about that.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, but BQ.
Yeah.
It's gone on record now, so you can't.
I won't do it.
You can't do it now.
I'm going to let it go.
Because that would really shatter all the listeners. You know.
I think me not doing it is shattering faith in me.
No, I think that nobody really, I mean, there's a certain segment that wants to see you do that. But
yeah, they're sitting right here.
There's also a certain segment that wants you to be the bigger man and wants you to be the better human being and not be petty or hold a grudge that and let go of that bile.
I mean, it just doesn't affect me anymore and I don't care. So
I should follow your lead and I shouldn't renounce ever making any more future comments about grudges.
Well, look, you're having fun with it.
Right.
You know?
Right. But at the end
of the day, is it gnawing at you inside?
At the end of the day, there's a reason why that it comes from a place of hurt and, you know, like it's a raw emotion.
That's what I'm saying. You can't help that. You're still working through that. So
I know, but if I want to make it to Annie's age.
Yeah, but it's a process. I don't think you got to be perfect every step of the way. You're now aware and you're trying to make changes.
You have to mature like
you
a, gotta like a fine wine.
You got to forgive yourself if you're going to succeed at it.
Now, has Auntie never fallen? Has she ever broken any of those rules? Or have you ever seen her on display do something against?
She was pretty mean to me at the party.
Get out! It's tough because I've heard her say.
You put her on this pedestal all the time. Have you ever seen her like?
I've heard her accidentally let a certain word slip.
Oh, wow.
Not that word. No, not that word.
At her age, you're not just going to let it go.
If that's not the word, then everyone is left to guess what's the word.
Yeah, what is
that's the
word?
Only word anybody thinks of.
It was something from Clerks 2.
so it is that word then.
No, it's not that word.
It's a two word.
Was it made into an ill-advised
T-shirt? It's a two-word word, right? Look at him trying to put the math in his head. Two
it's
words.
Three syllables.
All right. Okay. So it is exactly what we thought. Pretty much.
But not that.
Oh. All right. So this is good to know that Auntie's human.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
I think you got to let her go, dude. Don't hold that against her.
They lived in the Newark area. So
enough. Stop talking.
So you can understand why.
Stop talking.
You know she lived here.
Wait, what?
It's not her fault.
Can we cut that, please? My family might listen. I really don't.
I love how he comes.
It's too good. You got to leave it out.
No.
It's so awesome.
You didn't say anything. That's the thing. You didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything.
Auntie's human.
Yeah, this makes this humanizes her. She was this deity up until now. She's got feet of clay, just like all of us.
Nobody said any words. Nobody said anything.
Okay.
I also have some Thanksgiving facts.
Can I read something real fast?
Yeah, you got an ad?
Knock this out? Yeah.
That was the third one?
That was three, right?
Yeah, it was don't hold a grudge.
Don't be mean.
Don't be mean.
No, don't not be nice.
Sure.
You know.
That's two. There was third one.
There was. It was.
Don't call people.
And don't hold the grudge.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. Sure.
All right. Words to live by.
My new North Star.
Auntie, get him.
Yeah.
All right.
Get him, Santy.
This episode is sponsored by Care Of.
Oh, Care Of.
Yes, I know you like it, get him.
Yes.
Care Of is a subscription service that ships high-quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month. Care Of can track how you're feeling, notice the results, and adjust your routine as needed. And for extra support and guidance, Care Of's app makes sticking to your routine easier than ever. All you need to do to get started is take a short, simple online quiz about your lifestyle and health goals, and Care Of will give you doctor-backed recommendations. It's that easy. Care Of makes sure taking your vitamins on the go so convenient with individual daily packs that are perfect for a busy routine. Just throw a few in your purse, gym bag, or lunch bag, and you are set. Get them as we approach the end of the year.
Mm.
What are the results you've seen from creating your routine with Care Of? Feeling better?
I've noticed some, my health is improved in general.
I've noticed.
I suggest, get them, that you retake the quiz at the beginning of the year because, you've come a long way.
Yeah, year. That's one of my New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Is to take the quiz again.
All right.
And see what progress I made and if Care Of thinks I need any improvements.
And they'll know.
I trust them.
They'll know. For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code TESD50. For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code TESD50. All right. That is it for Care Of.
Less plus right. Sex. Less
plus sex. Shrimp for zero. Down to less. You said you had some Thanksgiving stuff?
I'm definitely shitting on that grave.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good for you. Good for you.
No. No.
I won't tell Auntie. Seeing her on Thanksgiving.
Did you know that at one point people used to dress up in costumes, much like Halloween, and Thanksgiving was actually called the Ragamuffin Day in New York City?
I didn't know that. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I wonder what happened that they stopped doing that.
Were the costumes sexy?
No.
Oh.
These were often children dressed up as poor kids. And so much so that it was called Ragamuffin Day.
Gotcha. Never heard of it. I love it,
Probably can't bring that back. It'd probably be in poor taste.
That was Pam's big word for us when we were young. Get dressed. You look like a ragamuffin.
Right. But if you were trying to bring that back, I don't think you can sell this Ragamuffin Day. It's like, well, we'll go dressed as the poor. It'll be fun.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
We're already poor.
This one blew my mind. The Macy's Day Parade balloons were let go at the end of the parade.
What?
Yeah.
How's that even safe?
It's absolutely insane.
They just let go of them?
Just let go of them. Up until 1932, the famous balloons seen at the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade were just let go and allowed to drift off into the sky. The store offered a $50 reward for return balloons, but most of them exploded or burst once they cleared the skyline and got to higher altitudes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine seeing like Snoopy just explode?
Jesus Christ.
And then come raining down into the environment.
I remember when Barney lost his mind that one year?
Yeah, and it was like it's all everyone could talk about.
Yeah.
Took out that street light. Yeah. That person.
He's just saying the people were just getting dragged along the street and shit. It was the funniest shit. Because it looked like Godzilla, like going down the street destroying shit.
But I guess in 1932 there weren't – I have to think there were still electrical lines. So what happens if like it exploded and – and all that like hydrogen air or helium just like explode it like the Hindenburg and shit.
Well, it's at a higher altitude. So like it's like way above power lines.
Right. So what if it goes to a skyscraper? Fall. Yeah.
It still has to fall. Yes.
Do you think was electricity like rampant in the city in the 30s?
Probably not as much as it is now. And I would guess.
Probably. I would hope there's more electric in the city now than what are you talking about?
I would imagine the balloons floated away from the city and not just hovered above it. So they're going towards like New Jersey.
Best case scenario.
They're going towards the ocean. They're going towards New Jersey, Pennsylvania. River. Yeah. So we're choking sea turtles, but you know, they weren't cutting the power off.
But like you would think that these balloons
be valuable.
Like they were like tens of thousands of dollars, I would think, the ones that they got on display now.
Yeah.
They're so elaborate, but
Macy's must have had money to burn back then. They're like, just fucking let them go. Who cares? We'll get new ones next year.
It had to be. I mean, yeah, for whatever reason, though, the balloons were let go. Turkey doesn't actually make you tired.
What?
Yeah. Due to tryptophan, a chemical found in turkey, it's often credited with why people feel tired and sluggish after dinner.
Is it because I overeat?
It's medical experts say there's no more tryptophan than in other foods. It's more because of all the carbs and calories you've eaten that you feel sluggish. It's a myth.
Well, whatever it is, something makes me shut it down after I stuff that face.
Yeah, I love it.
Isn't it strange? Because I feel the same way, even though I don't eat a lot of turkey. I'll just have like a little sliver and I'm still like, man, I'm going to go take a nap.
Placebo, yeah.
Yeah, the mind over matter.
Placebo
like,
effect, yeah.
I'm like, I'm thinking that, you know, I took.
Like people think oysters are an aphrodisiac.
But they're really not.
Yeah.
It's a good way to avoid the rest of the family, though. You're like, oh, my God, all that tryptophan. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Everybody has to go home.
I used to look forward to my post-Thanksgiving dinner, like, crash nap, where you go and you disappear for, like, an hour. And you come back down. Then you start playing Risk or whatever. But as my parents are getting older, in the past few years, I've not done it. As a choice, I've been like,
I'm going to stay up.
I want to stay. I want to soak in these Thanksgivings while they're still here.
You can use some of these like tidbits to entertain everybody at the table.
Yeah, I'll see what I can drop.
Do you want to borrow the White Baron outfit?
This one kills me. The observance of Thanksgiving was changed in 1941 to the fourth Thursday in November by President Roosevelt as a ploy to encourage more weekend holiday shopping. He was not saluted for this stunt. Some even compared him to Hitler changing the holiday.
Jesus Christ. So what was the original day?
I don't know, but it was changed in the – what did I say? The 40s?
Well, that's when Roosevelt would have been around, so yeah.
But 1941. But even back then, people were like, if you do this or you do that – you're worse than Hitler.
You're literally Hitler. Yeah.
And so it's not a
it hasn't changed.
A current day thing that like, you know, it's been going on forever. Well, since Hitler's been around. The comparisons.
Well, he's an easy comparison to something gone wrong.
I know, but at some point though, like that is not worthy comparison though, because he changes the holiday.
But do you think that people really mean it, or do you think that they're just using it as an easy example of how bad a person is? I don't think anybody thinks like.
Well, we did did that thing come out yet? Where we did something for Patreon, where Will Rogers, we did a Family Feud style thing, and it was like,
It was for Halloween too. Sunday Jeff's Halloween.
Okay, so that did come out then. Yeah. I don't want to, no spoiler alerts. But the people that they're like, yeah, these people are like as bad as Hitler. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, like Bezos.
Like Bezos, yeah. I'm like, I get it. I get why people don't like him, but like, why him more than Elon Musk or any other number of billionaires, you know?
Trump is always the guy.
Trump is literally number one, Hitler guy.
Worse than Hitler.
They called it Franksgiving.
I wasn't aware of this because, you know, I don't really watch the news that much. I wasn't aware that they had started a rumor about Trump that he was getting golden showers when he was in Russia.
Oh, that's old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's really old.
6 years ago.
That's old.
I just read that today. I just became aware of that
today.
The first
thing I heard that, I was like, all right, maybe I'll vote for the guy. Yeah. I didn't know he partied like that. All right.
Have a good time, just like Annie says.
Yeah. Not holding a grudge.
Don't hold your bladder. Don't hold the grudge. Americans secretly dislike classic Thanksgiving dishes, but eat them anyway.
What do you mean?
A whopping 68% of Americans dislike Thanksgiving dishes like canned cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and even turkey itself.
What?
According to a 2019 Instacart survey.
That sounds like a bunch of assholes to me.
68%. Are you really
– Who is that? Millennials?
American. Yeah, really.
Who's our new target? Who's after millennials now?
Gen Z.
Who's that? Gen Z?
Yeah, probably Gen Z.
You like cranberry sauce?
Fucking love cranberry sauce.
Really?
Ugh. Now, do you like the can or do you like to make it with the – yeah?
Any type.
I like a whole berry cranberry
sauce. Oh, man. Yeah. Like even in like June, I'll order like a Thanksgiving sandwich from this local place, which is turkey and then stuffing and cranberry on top with gravy poured over between – oh, man.
So you'll eat turkey 365 days a year. You don't have a problem with it. Just –
yeah,
I only eat turkey the one day.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem
every
with
day.
It. I go out and I slaughter a turkey every day.
You got them in Staten Island, right?
Yeah, we got tons of turkeys on Staten Island. And they're very unique turkeys. They don't have them anywhere else but Staten Island.
So you don't feel, though, you've kind of like taken the kind of the specialness out of Thanksgiving by having turkey on such a regular basis?
No, because like it's just sliced turkey. It's like deli meat, you know? It's not like it's not like my mom's making me a turkey sandwich every day.
But I don't really eat any of the traditional. I like the mashed potatoes.
Do you like chicken?
Yeah. But
I like the chicken tenders.
But nobody seems to really want a chicken on Thanksgiving. It's like, you know, my wife is loath to fucking change it up and like shock the system of not making a turkey, even though barely anybody eats it.
68% of your guests are going to be like, oh, turkey again.
Yeah.
If you have some extra leftovers, you know.
Sweet potatoes, all that shit.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. Yeah, never been on.
Yams. Is that the same thing as a sweet potato?
No, they're different.
They're different things?
Yeah.
I don't eat any of the pies.
Yeah. I love all that shit.
You like pumpkin pie?
I don't like pumpkin pie. I just realized because I'm going to be – you need that cut out.
Other sponsors.
No, I'm going to stand by that.
He's
Sherry's pumpkin pie.
Anti-pumpkin farmer.
I'll stand by it, people. No, I love a good jack-o'-lantern. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But,
supporting them in other ways.
Yeah. I just realized now that since I'm going to go to Florida for Thanksgiving, I won't have any leftovers. Usually I have like a week of leftovers.
You can't take
from
it on
mom.
A plane with you?
Yes, you could.
It's like a nice chest.
Tupperware. Yeah. A whole cooler.
Just buy an extra
fucking
seat.
Busiest travel day
core.
Of the year.
And all the turkeys like doesn't even make you tired.
My family would always give me the turkey carcass.
Yeah.
To take home and just give to the barn cats.
Yeah.
And oh, they would love it. You'd see them like running around with pretty much the whole turkey.
Oh yeah,
in their
mouth. They love that shit.
I'm cutting out the part where they gave them to the cats.
Do you like pork? Because pork is the second most popular dish.
I don't really eat much. I don't even eat bacon anymore, really. I will. I'm not saying like there's never a time, but I'm not really
giving up
much.
The bacon, huh? For health reasons or just because you just got
– I don't know.
It's not that good.
I think I've just been cutting back on meat in general and bacon. Pork is never my favorite to begin with, so it's just kind of an easy one to let go. But I will eat it.
Might want to cut that out.
Do you remember we were at the con and Q ate too much
ate all that
bacon and he couldn't work the table?
I didn't eat too much bacon. I had a normal amount of bacon and it was bad. We don't even know if I got sick from the bacon.
Q, did I tell you my room has a bed in it?
I ate something at a buffet and I got sick.
You told us it was a buffet and it was all you could eat bacon and you just went overboard.
No, yeah. He's like, I shouldn't have went crazy like I did.
It's like five pieces of bacon.
I do remember him coming down all tired, getting the bacon, going back to the room.
I think there's tryptophan in bacon, boys. You're going to have to work this table.
Steer clear,
I'm
man.
I'm going back to the buff. I mean, I'm going back to the room and sleep off all this bacon I ate.
You did love your bacon.
like five, maybe six pieces of bacon.
Slabs.
Lived with this long enough. Did get me sick though. I missed a day of work.
Yeah, you had it bad.
Yeah.
Black Friday, aka the day after Thanksgiving, is the busiest day for plumbers.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
People slump, just plugging up the toilet with turkey.
It's just a too much indulging on Thanksgiving leads to backed up pipes.
Ooh. I'm going to pretend all my bathrooms are out of order.
I would think cleaning up the plates as well and stuff.
So much so that Roto-Rooter and water cleaning companies actually referred to Black Friday as Brown Friday.
All right.
Now, we had a Brown Friday last Friday at the communal bathroom.
Yeah.
I went into the bathroom. I had gone to dinner with my wife and I left socks here.
Pause just for a brief second. This is the fourth week in a row we've had a shit story.
This one's good. This one's worth it.
I've been leading up to this.
I looked around prior to this to see if there was another one. I had no idea it would organically come to me.
So I go out to eat. I come back to get socks and I hit the bathroom before I leash her up and get her in the car. And I go into the stall and it is like some animal had been in there. It is like some human being wouldn't do this. Some human being wouldn't leave it in this condition. They would make an effort to hide what happened.
What was it? Just not a flushed stack of
– I didn't want to stare at it too long. Yeah. I just – like you get the glimpse. You want to turn your head real quick.
Yeah. There was no way you could try and flush it to see if it
I wasn't going to even – it shouldn't – it's not my responsibility.
Right.
So I run into – I come back and storming into back into the –
Get him. Get in there and flush the toilet.
And I'm like, I want to know who the fuck was working here this afternoon, I said, because it either had to be one of the Rons or that fucking other guy in across the hall, I said. I go, it's fucking unacceptable. I want to fucking tell the superintendent that there should be a note on the door that they got to fucking flush the toilet and make a better effort than what that just happened right now.
I'm on it, Karen. I'll be right back.
I was so mad because anybody would leave it like this. And I get a text that like maybe 6 hours later, I want to apologize. This text says
from Gidim.
That was me that did that in the bathroom. And I just want to send all my apologies. And it was from the fucking – it was Colonel Gidim in the fucking – in the library with the fucking candlestick because he left the bathroom a Brown Friday.
It was get him.
What did I tell you? when he blew it up so bad that time I couldn't even approach it, the bathroom. What did you do?
He's defenseless. No, I flushed it.
He's going to get so much 13% puss this week.
No, I flushed it. It just didn't go down. So I had to work on it to get it clear.
Oh, boy.
So wait. So when Walt came in and he was enraged, you didn't knew? Admit to it?
No, because I'm like, what are you talking about? I said I was just in there.
But you know you left it clogged up.
I didn't know. No, I flushed and I heard the word. Oh, so you just assume that.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't get a visual.
I didn't look back. I didn't give it a second flush.
That's probably fine.
Well, I have a history of not really blowing up toilets, so why would I have to take a second look?
Like 364 out of 365 times, it goes down.
Did you go in there and plunge?
Yeah. There's a plunger in there, and I worked the handle enough to get that Genesis.
I think it's so funny that, like, as you're ranting and raving, he's like, I ain't saying shit. I'm not saying but, unintended. You know, I ain't saying
stand up guy, right?
Big ups, though, because I have called him out for not apologizing when he should, and he sent the text.
He knew it was going to get mentioned on the show.
No, I didn't.
But it's one of those where, like, you're reading it in the moment, like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and you get that text, and you're like, what has have come to my life that there's another grown man apologizing to me for taking a nasty dump and not flushing it in the bathroom. And I'm just like, I have no response to this. I didn't respond to it.
I have instituted a 3-flush policy now.
Okay.
So
for who? Just yourself?
Yes.
Self-imposed?
Yes. To make sure everything's clear.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. But if you get make it to 100, make that one of your fucking must-dos. Yes.
3 flushes. 3 flushes.
And do not do is leave it behind for Walt.
Well, I was, like I said, I was baffled. I'm like, I was just sitting there like an hour ago. I didn't see anything. But there's, you know what it is that there's two stalls. I don't know which stall he uses versus which stall I use.
Sure.
So it's not usually, it's not usually what you talk about during the day.
Did you apologize to the Rons?
Yes, like, they are completely ignorant of what's going on. Like, oh, hey, good morning. I want to let you know.
Ron, you in?
Let me get him.
There have been accusations that maybe you had blown up the toilet, but I wanted to let you know I set the record straight. I took full responsibility.
Walt knows.
I liked the disdain you had for this guy over here. You're like, is it one of the Rons or this fucking guy over here?
I think it's that guy over there.
Yeah.
It doesn't like dogs.
Oh.
It gives my dogs the stink eye.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck really? That guy, yeah.
Hmm.
We should fucking put some flaming poop in front of his office. No.
I think he would know.
The door's open.
There's only one dog here.
It's a canvas bag with my face on it.
You got the thumbs up.
You approved.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it for Thanksgiving, huh? Well, we have one more thing Thanksgiving related to talk about, and that is the very big Black Friday. Tell them Steve Dave.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Right.
We have
did you see the finished commercial cue?
I did. It was fucking great.
Okay.
Big great. Ups to Rupp.
That's up? All right. That's up?
Yeah.
That's Aaron?
Yep. All right. Up on YouTube.
Sorry, I was in
so if you come down here, it's 11 to 6, right? We're doing 11 to 6?
No, on Thanksgiving night.
Thanksgiving night. I totally forgot about Thanksgiving night.
10 to 12.
I'll be in the turkey costume.
Yep.
So that's going to be nice and cool. You better make that air conditioner going.
It's a fan.
Oh, you have a fan inside there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then on Black Friday, 11 to 6, and Saturday, 11 to 6, and then that's it. But we'll be open Sunday, but no guests on Sunday.
12 to 5. 12 to
12
6.
12 to 5. We'll be,
And Q, you'll be sunning and funning.
Well, I'll be in Florida. I don't know about either one of those things, but that's where I'll be. But I'm going to FaceTime in randomly throughout the night.
If you show up, you might get to talk to Q.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, when you're in Florida, do you have to fight over the apple, or the apple is kind of guaranteed for you?
This year, because my niece is now in college, she will not be
fighting you for the apple anymore.
Yeah, she don't give a shit about no apples anymore. Yeah, yeah.
It's sad. That was a nice tradition, you guys.
It was. It was pretty one-sided. I don't know if she understood my rage. She's a really good kid, so I just let her have it, I guess. But yeah, there's going to be an apple. There's going to be an apple and turkey.
All right.
I'm very excited about that. And then I'll drive around the villages, Florida, my golf cart.
Looking for loofahs?
Yeah. Can't wait. Yeah, find that black loofah, jump in.
How much play do you think he could get from the older crowd? If he was up for it?
BQ?
BQ, yeah.
Oh, no, I know I can get some.
Get a lot of play down there?
They watch a lot of TV down there.
Yeah.
I wish people in L.A. loved me as much as people in Florida.
If they're not at the casinos, they're watching IJ.
Yeah. It plays a lot down there. And they drink it all day down there. So it's like they're a fun group.
Is that what it all comes down to, man? Is that what Anti hit it. So have a good time.
Yeah, I think so. I think a big part of it is just relax in any way you want.
Well, can we give Q some homework if he happens to run across a 100-year-old person down there to ask the same three questions?
Maybe I'll
get like an East
mind.
Coast versus Florida.
I'll see if I could do that.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll see if I could do that.
Yeah.
There's definitely a bunch. But, I mean, most of the people down there are like 60s, 70s. So it's going to be – it's a little weird to be like – What have you learned, old man?
No, maybe just
20 years old.
Maybe just ask around. You know anyone around here who's 100? Are they home right now?
But I'm definitely not going to spend my time driving to the houses to introduce myself to old ladies. So I guess if I see any, I'll ask.
Is your mom still alive? I want to talk to her.
I'll ask Edgar to a secret to a happy and productive life.
Don't have fucking kids.
Yeah.
Oh. Could you imagine? That was his answer.
I'd be like, I hear you, man. Why do you think I didn't?
Tell him, Steve Dave.